once again, here's Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, on Rant Radio.
My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the man. Seems to me there seems to be a little bit of difficulty in my understanding of a few things. Maybe somebody out there could help me out. Please respond. I need to response. I need response to understand this. Why is there so much problems with people's language? People are scared of words. It seems like older generation people have a real problem with words like fuck, cunt, or shit. I don't really understand why that is. Like, why are you afraid of words? Why is a word frightening you? I mean, we're sufficiently advanced enough in our culture to understand that words are not a problem. So swearing in by itself is just a ludicrous notion. Oh, he said a bad word. That word was bad. What a bad word. Well, that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. A bad word. If it's a word that helps me understand what you're trying to say and helps me do it quickly and efficiently, then why not use it? For example, this machine seems to have a very definitely bad connection somewhere within this capacitor, or it's fucked. Which of those two did you understand more clearly? I think the latter. It's just all part of little things that piss me off on a day-to-day basis. And it winds up pissing everybody else off, too. But if you try to talk to anyone about it, well, you know, you're just kind of sort of angry. Oh, you're angry. You're way too angry. I'm not angry. You're just fucking asleep. What do you mean I'm angry? There's an interesting scenario. It's called the child is on fire syndrome. If you came over to my house and my child came in and it was on fire, running around, and you're drinking fucking coffee, you'd probably say something like, hey, Sean, you know, your kid's on fucking fire. Why don't you say, put him out? And I were to look at you with doe eyes and say, oh, well, you know, that's just the way it is sometimes. That's fucked. That's so fucked. And that's the way people deal with reality on a day-to-day basis. Concentration camps in Tibet. People beating the living fuck out of animals on experiment tables for no good reason. And why not? Hey, but that's okay. We can't change that. Hey, Hitler was one guy, okay? One guy. How much shit did he fucking cause? Yeah, he was a psycho, but fuck, he sure stirred shit up, didn't he? Think about what one decent person, one good half-assed fucking person could do if they just applied themselves on the simplest of issues. Like, let's see, something that people could apply themselves with. How about, let's really give a shot to understanding what the fuck kids are about today. We're using an out-of-date education system and we're wondering why kids are all angry. Well, no shit they're angry, you fucking moron. It's exactly the same thing as what Jella Biafra said. It's a miracle to me that not everyone doesn't have a mohawk. No wonder. Parents are so out of touch with out-of-culture relationships, out-of-date religions, out of world ideas. They're just so far grounded from fucking reality, they're trying to breathe in their Disneyland sort of make-believe, and it's not gonna work, guys. It's just not gonna happen. That's why the internet has got them scared shitless, boy. They're fucking freaking. Why? Because we've got the ability now. We have the ability to communicate. And if you listen to this, you probably already know that. It's the same old ranted rhetoric. Oh yeah, the internet's everything. It's information. But it's probably the most powerful tool ever invented by man. This gun tape and Velcro, it's the fucking shit. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.